This is Radio Nepal, MTK Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Valendra Saha scheduled to respond to House of Representatives MPs' questions on August 26th. Parliamentarians demand government's preparedness for effective monsoon disaster management. Bagmati Province Chief calls on Province Assembly members to stake claims for new Chief Minister after Indra Bahadur Bania resigns. And at least seven people die in a stampede-like incident at a temple in Indian state of Bihar. Now the news in detail. A live question and answer session of lawmakers with Prime Minister Valendra Saha has been scheduled for the 26th of August in the House of Representatives. Speaker Dul Prasad Rial informed the House about the Prime Minister's scheduled question and answer session with Prime Minister and lawmakers. Earlier during today's meeting of the lower house, Speaker Rial issued a ruling directing the Prime Minister to respond to queries raised by the members of the House of Representatives. In previous meetings, lawmakers from the opposition parties had been demanding the Speaker issue a ruling requiring the Prime Minister to respond to their concerns. Meanwhile, Speaker Dul Prasad Rial has directed the government to respond to the issues raised by members of the Parliament Gopal Sharma and Asika Thamang within 3 days. In the House meeting, MP Sharma of Rukum West had sought information about the government's response in earthquake-affected areas, including Rukum, Jajarkot, Salyan and other districts. Likewise, MP Thamang had urged the government 37 days ago during the 0 hour of the House meeting to bring home the mortal remains of Santosh Rai of Dhading from Cambodia. Meanwhile, lawmakers have drawn the attention of the government to the incidents of loss of life and property due to landslides and floods falling incessant rainfall across the country. During the urgent hour of today's meeting of the House of Representatives, they demanded that the government make preparedness of disaster management effective and pay attention to safety of landslide and flood survivor families. Bagmati Province Chief Deepak Prasad Devkota has invited members of the Bagmati Province Assembly to submit claims for the appointment of the next Chief Minister of Bagmati Province. The claim has to be made by 4 p.m. on Thursday. Issuing a statement today, Province Chief Devkota called on the Provincial Assembly members who can secure a majority with the support of the two or more parties represented in the Provincial Assembly to submit claims for the appointment as Chief Minister. The call comes following the resignation by Chief Minister Indra Bahadur Bania earlier today. Bania announced his resignation in the Provincial Assembly meeting after it became evident that he could not get the required majority to continue the post. Lumbini Province Chief Minister Chet Narayan Acharya has secured a vote of confidence from the Provincial Assembly. At a Provincial Assembly meeting held today at 45 lawmakers voted in favor of the confidence motion tabled by Chief Minister Acharya, while 26 voted against it. Chief Minister Acharya received the vote of confidence from the CPN-UML, Nepali Communist Party, Rashtriya Janamorcha and Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal. Of the 83 members of the Provincial Assembly, 71 participated in the voting process. As the 45 votes in favor constituted a majority, Speaker Tularam Khartimagar declared that Chief Minister Acharya had secured the vote of confidence. 8 lawmakers were absent from the meeting. President Ramchandra Pardul has presented Dhiraj Sheth, the Chief of the Army Staff of the Indian Army, with the insignia of the Honorary General of the Nepali Army. President Pardul presented the insignia of Honorary General of the Nepali Army to Chief of Army Staff Sheth at a special ceremony held at the President's office in Sital Nivas today. Sheth was given the honor in keeping the tradition between Nepal and India since 1950 of conferring honorary general insignia on each other's army staffs. Each other's army chiefs, and Indian army chief Sheth arrived in Nepal on Sunday for a 3-day visit. All protest programs announced by the Nepal Association of Foreign Employment Agencies have been called off following an argument between the Ministry of Youth, Labour and Employment and the association. The decision towards this end was reached after both sides agreed to make optimum efforts to conclude the process of amending the Foreign Employment Act and regulations at the earliest in a bid to make the foreign employment more transparent, safe and dignified. The Association of Foreign Employment Entrepreneurs on August 7th had launched a protest putting forth a 15-point demand. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Asterisk 14-15 yehi ho upay
har ek din ko lagi sabai pack yehi paaye jahan jao connected raharas internet ma sab kar dus
data voice sms
sabai yes button dai paunus
nepal telecom ko sahuliyat dar ka package haru kharid garna asterisk 14-15 dial garnu hos
nepal telecom rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has warned of possible flash floods in small rivers in the country today. In light of the forecast, people living in settlements near the river banks and low-lying areas have been urged to remain alert. The department has also advised the residents of low-lying areas and areas around the river to remain on high alert, particularly in the evening. The Nag Panchami festival has been celebrated today, marking a significant occasion in Hindu tradition dedicated to the worship of snakes. This festival involves the ritual of placing a picture of a snake on the front door of homes, a practice believed to protect households from harm caused by snakes and scorpions, as well as to mitigate fears associated with fire, clouds and lightning. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 7 people have died and more than a dozen have been injured in a stampede-like incident caused by a falling electricity pole at a Ashoka Dham temple in Lakhisarai in India's eastern state of Bihar, according to officials. Al Jazeera cited Shivam Kumar, a senior police officer, on Monday as saying that it is being said that an electric pole fell there and people were electrocuted, which led to a stampede-like situation. According to the Press Trust of India, the incident occurred amid a rush of devotees at the temple to offer water to Hindu god Shiva during the holy month of Shravan. 6 people have been killed and 4 injured in Ukrainian missile strikes on Russia's Belgorod region overnight, its acting governor says. The BBC cited Alexandra Subabaev's statement on Telegram on Monday as saying that 14-year-old child was among those injured. Ukrainian officials say 2 people were killed in the Russian drone strikes overnight in the Sumy region close to the border with Russia, which has been under frequent attack. The strikes come a night after the Russian officials called the largest scale attack launched by Ukraine this year, in which at least 7 people were killed. Meanwhile, Russian attacks on Ukraine also killed at least 7 people and injured more than 39 on Saturday night. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country. Moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions. Moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is also likely at some places in the Thrai regions of Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. Similarly, and there are also chances of rainfall at a few places in Madhya Pradesh province and the Tarai regions of Kusi and Bagmati provinces. Likewise, heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, as well as the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah scheduled to respond to House of Representatives MPs' questions on August 26. Parliamentarians demand the government's preparedness for effective monsoon disaster management. Bagmati Province Chief called on Province Assembly members to stake claims for new Chief Minister after Indra Bahadur Bania resigns. And at least 7 people die in a stampede-like incident at a temple in Indian state of Bihar. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.